Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for checking out the episode. As I said a few episodes back, there's going to be a lot more college football on House of L this year than there was last year. Now, keep in mind, I have the radio show, and Dan will occasionally engage me on college football stuff. I've made my feelings known, like how much I care about college football, how much I like it, how I am, what's the old saying, there's no zealot like the converted. And I am now converted with the whole Alabama thing, but I've always loved watching college football. And I've never have really had a chance to, like, cover it. So I'm going to do some of that through the podcast. And if you go a couple episodes back, I was talking about SEC Media Days. Well, the Pac-12 had media days. We'll get to that in a second. We are brought to you by Aurelio's Pizza. Aurelio's Pizza, it's the sauce. Aureliospizza.com. You should check it out. I'm walking around my office right now wishing that I had some Aurelio's pizza to go warm up or eat cold. I actually don't mind it cold, to tell you the truth. But you should go. I always make the suggestion going to Homewood, trying it out there. Old oven. Just make sure you tell them old oven. Not that it tastes bad out of the new oven, but get out of the old oven. They've got a whole bunch of locations. I've tried a bunch of them. Tinley Park, Mokena, Frankfort, New Lenox, Northwest Indiana. Get your pizza at Aurelio's. That's all I'm saying. You know what it is. It's the sauce. All right, let's talk about the Pac-12 for a second. I want to take you back, and I discussed this a little bit on the show, but I can go into more depth into it now. A few years ago, there's a picture of me at a Sun Devils football game. I went there because, you know, I go to Phoenix a lot. I used to have a place in Phoenix. I no longer have a place in Phoenix. I wish I did, because have you seen the real estate prices in Phoenix? It is amazing. I am shocked that that bubble has not burst yet, but I digress. Anyhoozle, I was at a game out there about 4 years ago, and I like to talk to people. It's why I got into this business. It's why I do what I do. I like to know the lay of the land. I wanted to cover some Pac-12 football, and I talked with some of the reporters out there, talked to some people who I won't say who they are, but the consensus was, this is 2018, by the way. The consensus was the Pac-12 was a dying conference. Most of the ire that people had and the reason that it was a dying conference was because Larry Scott, who was the commissioner at the time of the Pac-12, didn't do a great job handling the television contracts for the conference. And there was weird stuff like the Pac-12 was going to be playing games at 9 in the morning, like local time, so that they could be on at noon Eastern time and stuff like that. Like, they weren't getting a bang for their buck from their television contracts. And as we've learned over the last couple of months, if you ain't got that television contract popping, then teams are going to start looking for someplace else to go. When UCLA and USC were like, we need to get on up out of here because they are making money over at the Big Ten. I've seen conservative estimates on the new Big Ten television deal that is going to allow each institution inside the Big Ten close to $50 million apiece. That's conservative. I've seen other people that say it's going to be more than that, but conservatively, $50 million apiece. The Pac-12, even with their new deal in place, trying to get their new deal in place, is looking like $22, $23 million per institution. That's not going to get you done, man. If you're trying to hang on to the properties that you have left, and if I were ranking the properties that they have left, I would say Oregon, Stanford, the Arizona schools, Washington. I put the Arizona schools together for a reason. The reason is the television market. That's a growing market. I think it's market number 10 now. I was 12 for a really long time, but I think it's market number 10 now. It's a growing market. Those fan bases, if they could ever get their football programs together, they just want something good to happen. But anyway, if you're those schools and you saw UCLA and USC take off, would your first inclination be to stay in that conference? Because they were anchoring the Pac-12 because of Los Angeles and the television market, the exposure, all of the stuff that goes along with LA. I often think that some of this stuff is overrated. But when it comes to college sports and the type of return on investment you can make with viewership, maybe not. So this conference is stuck. What are they? What do they want to be? And can they survive this? Like, it's hard for me to believe that UCLA and USC leaving puts you in a position where you can survive as a conference. Clearly, if you're some of the other conferences, I think the SEC is all right. Like, they're like, we're good. We know what our geographic foothold is, and if we want to add more teams, we might just do that in our like, for example, Clemson is in the ACC, but it kind of feels like an SEC school, right? So I think if they're going to poach, they're going to poach a little closer to home. I don't know that they would go. I don't know if the SEC would go that much farther outside of their geographical footprint other than Texas and Oklahoma. And Texas is kind of, it's technically Southwest, but, you know, there's already rivalries that are built in with Arkansas and LSU with Texas. And, of course, Oklahoma, they come along for the ride in 2025.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't see a way out of this for the Pac-12. I truly don't. I was watching some stuff on CBS this past weekend where they were like, well, they could add San Diego State, and San Diego State's got this great new arena. And I'm like, what? What? When they added Colorado and Utah, it was like, oh, all right. But San Diego State? No shade, man. No shade. For real. I'm not trying to dog San Diego State's program. They've been a good program. And in basketball and football, they've been a good men's basketball and football. They've been really good. But if you're saying, well, the San Diego television market is going to prop up California, like them being California's team, I don't see it. I don't see it happening. So check this out. The new commissioner of the Pac-12, George Kliavkov, was hot. And I get it. Like, I get why he was hot. But he was hot this week talking about everyone trying to destroy the Pac-12. Take a listen to this.
Two board meetings a week for the last 4 weeks, and looking my colleagues in the eye and understanding their commitment and that their first priority is making sure that the Pac-12 survives and thrives and grows and is successful. They're committed to the conference, and I think the best thing to do is to ask them about it. And with respect to the Big 12 being open for business, I appreciate that. We haven't decided if we're going shopping there yet or not. That remark was a reflection of the fact that I've been spending 4 weeks trying to defend against grenades that have been lobbed in from every corner of the Big 12, trying to destabilize our remaining conference. And I understand why they're doing it. When you look at the relative media value between the two conferences, I get it. I get why they're scared. I get why they're trying to destabilize us. But I was just tired of that. And, yeah, that's probably not the most collegial thing I've ever said.
Okay, I feel his frustration. I'm sure that he jumped into this job, and he's like, what the hell? Like, I just got here. UCLA and USC are just gone? But here's the thing. Let me go back to the money. In the Big 12, the Big 12 can offer its member schools right now about up to $30 million per institution with their television deals that they have in place, and I imagine they'll probably do some more stuff. If ever there was a conference that is ripe for poaching, it is this Pac-12. And I feel bad for everyone that's at the Pac-12 offices. They were put in an awful position by their former commissioner that couldn't see what was happening. You know who's a straight-up gangster? Jim Delaney. Jim Delaney saw all of this happening with money coming in from Fox, their own network, which is uber, uber successful, and streaming. Now, he retired, and he left a great opportunity for Kevin Warren, who has picked up the baton and run with it. They have figured out, they have gamed the system, they have found the glitch in the matrix. Whatever you want to say, the Big Ten figured it out. Let's get a footprint on the East Coast. Okay, let's go get Penn State. Let's get Rutgers. Yeah, they're not any good, but they might give us a little bit of New York markets that we could get the Big Ten network into. We're going to get Maryland, so we get D.C. Like, they did that. And then when they said, all right, well, we're already stretched out to Nebraska, so maybe we should go a little bit farther. Let's go get the West Coast. You ever seen that commercial that the Big Ten runs where they basically look at the country and you can see the schools like pop up and it goes from Lincoln, Nebraska, all the way to the East Coast? They're going to expand on that commercial, man. They have made up their mind that if this thing comes down to two conferences, which some people predict in a doomsday scenario, it does, it's going to be the Big Ten and the SEC, and that's it. They have already said, let's get ready. We will be ready. Texas and Oklahoma go to the SEC. We will be ready with a plan. But what's crazy is, if you believe the reporting, UCLA and USC reached out to the Big Ten and were like, get us up out of here. We do not want to be here anymore. So I feel bad because there are a bunch of teams that are going to be poached, I think. Even with all the good intentions that the folks at the Pac-12 office are, they are trying to stabilize this thing. Like, I understand it. But I got to tell you, if I were Arizona and Arizona State, I'd be up out of there. I would have begged the Big Ten to take me, but I think academically, the Big Ten still wants to have some of that. So I don't think that they were real targets for them. But if I'm them, I'm like, we got to get out of here too. Oregon has a lot of cachet because of the Nike thing. That's why I put them at the top. I think that they're going to end up in the Big Ten. Stanford completely fits the model for the Big Ten. Academically, like, it's perfect. And they give you a lot of other stuff, too. But this, I'm not sure what to think of it, though. I'm definitely not a purist when it comes to this. I understand how much of a business it is. I didn't grow up, like, loving Pac-12 football or Pac-12 basketball. Or I guess when I was growing up, it was Pac-10. I do feel bad, though. It feels like something has changed dramatically in the way that we do this, and there's no turning back. And I think that the Pac-12 was caught flat-footed. And even with all their good intentions and a commissioner who doesn't deserve to walk into this type of a mess, I just think it's bad news, man. So we'll keep an eye on it for sure. But I wanted to let you know that it like watching Pac-12 Media Days was really sad. There's no excitement because you've got two teams that are still there but are getting ready to leave. And you got everyone else like, I got to find a better deal. It's a conference with no home and probably no future. And that's messed up. Thanks for indulging me. We're not far away from the college football season kicking off. If I told you there's going to be a Bama podcast every week, would you get mad at me? All right, well, there's going to be a Bama podcast every week, so don't get mad at me. I'm debating whether I'm going to the opener. I'm also debating if I'm going to the home opener. Lots to discuss, but I will make it down there for another game. I actually really enjoy going to games down there. Who knew? I'll talk to you next time. Go get your pizza from Aurelio's. You know why? Because it's the sauce. You know it. You love it. Go eat it. See you next time. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.